This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sierra.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is your weekly dose of wicked.
Hello.
Hey there. How's it going?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing really well today. Thank you for asking.
Are you doing very well?
Yeah, why? What's not wrong well?
I don't know.
I think I'm fine.
I'm doing very well today, like.
That was my customer service voice.
Yeah, I know. Don't use that on me. I don't appreciate it.
I'll use whatever voice I damn well please on you, ma'am.
No, you won't, or you can get the fuck out of my house. I'm just kidding. We're done arguing.
Don't talk to me that way ever again. All right. Anyway, guys, how's it going? Hope you guys are having a fabulous week on this Wednesday.
I know I am because I get to be with you.
What did you prepare for us today?
A fun one.
Is it extra special?
It's not fun.
You're such an asshole. It's my fucking birthday. Today's my birthday, guys. It's September 20th when this episode is airing. So I'm 31 years old.
Happy birthday, Sierra.
I successfully survived 30.
It was a good one, right?
It was mediocre at best.
I've always count on you to be a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
Mediocre at best.
It was, I would say. 30 was mediocre at best. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Well.
It was mediocre, for sure. Nothing super exciting happened. Right? I mean, no. Not really. You're thinking real hard. You're trying to pull something out that's not there.
Well, I just don't even remember what happened in the last year.
I mean, our podcast did well. We got a
recording studio.
Yeah, we got a recording studio. It's falling apart already, but yeah.
It's not falling apart.
Yes, it is. These things are falling off the walls. That's falling off the wall. Like, everything's falling apart. We did get a recording studio, though, which is just a spare bedroom.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what, Sierra? If you're going to be a Debbie Downer, then yeah, your year sucked.
It did.
So ridiculous.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're well, dramatic. You know what would make my birthday the best birthday ever is if you guys headed on over to www.patreon.com/weeklydoseofwicked, where you can join one of our four amazing tiers if you damn well please to do so.
Yeah, give Sierra a little birthday present.
By doing so, you'll get some awesome perks because every single tier has amazing perks from ad-free episodes to, am I allowed to say that yet?
I don't know.
Fuck it. From ad-free episodes to bonus episodes, two of them a month, you get a shout-out, you get a specially handcrafted thank you card, you get a weekly dose of wicked sticker. There are literally so many perks. Maybe you just can't get enough of us. And if that's the case, the Patreon's for you. So head on over, check it out. If you like what you see, then just, you know, sign it up.
Sign it up.
Sign it up. All right, what else can you do? You can head on over to Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, I mean X, Instagram. You can give us likes, you can give us follows. Our TikTok is bussin' right now. Bussin', is that the word? That's for food, right?
I don't know.
It's not bussin'. It's just cool. Head on over there. Check it out.
I like you giving up on the
I was trying. Slang. I was trying, but honestly, I'm fucking 31 years old. I don't have time for this shit.
Too old for that.
Me and my side part and skinny jeans are just gonna continue to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, you wear a metal part sometimes.
Yeah, but I look like a fool when I do.
Oh, no, you don't. You look cute.
I don't. Mom says she hates it. Anyway, yeah, so do those things. Leave us ratings and reviews. Head on over to Spotify. Give us a rating there. But whatever. Just do the things, man.
Do the things. Do the things for Sierra. That's your on way of my telling birthday. Her happy birthday.
Tell me happy birthday by showing me that you love me because my love language is words of affirmation. So tell me how awesome I am by doing things on our social media and our Patreon.
Yes.
All right. So I think that's all we got.
Okay, so you ready?
I guess so.
Okay. I started at the beginning this time for you.
Good job. How was the wedding?
I don't know. I'm going to go with it was great, and it didn't rain at all.
Perfect. I like it. Speak that positivity into the world.
That's what I'm going with.
I like so. I said you didn't know that. You're just supposed to act like it was amazing.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it will be amazing, but I don't know.
Okay. You're supposed to say it was amazing. The food was phenomenal. Had the best time.
Oh, okay. Well,
the ceremony was perfection.
I'm sorry, I'm a bad liar.
That's okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Take it away, girl.
So starting at the beginning, just for you, because I know you like
that. I do like that.
All right. Christy Lynn Carlton was born on November 30th, 1960, to Phyllis and William Carlton. What?
I think her name was Harris or something.
Christy Hall.
Hall. Thank you. Okay.
She gets married at this point. That's her maiden name.
Okay.
So her maiden name is Christy Lynn Carlton.
Okay.
Okay, so anyways, she was born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Phyllis and William Carlton. The family then moved to Southern California, and that is where they raised their five kids.
Mm.
Christy was described as kind, outgoing, and full of life with a contagious laugh. Right after she graduated high school, at the ripe age of 17, she met Blair Christopher Hall, who goes by Chris. So Chris and Christy.
Okay.
The two very quickly fell head over heels and got married soon after in 1978. They had their first daughter, Courtney, in 1984, followed by Brianna and then Ashton. Chris worked as a cop, and Christy was a radiology tech working at a local hospital. In 1994, in his mid-30s, Chris was shot in the leg by a carjacker, and he ended up having to take medical retirement.
I don't know how I feel about Chris and Christy.
Why?
I don't know. I just kind of think it's weird sometimes when people, like, have spouses of the same names. Like, if I met a man named Sierra, I'd be like, nope, have a good day. I would not even pursue a relationship.
Well, Chris and Christy, that's not the same name.
I don't They're know. Just I just don't know that I like that.
Well, his name's actually Blair, so maybe he should have went by that.
He should have, yes. I don't know. I just don't know that I like that. I feel like there's a lot of times when people, like, have the like same name.
Taylor Lautner and Taylor, whatever her name is.
Taylor Lautner and Taylor Lautner, yes.
Did you know that his last name is not Lautner? It's yes. Lautner?
Yes.
Stupid.
I did know that. I did know that. And he was like, so many people just called me Taylor Lautner, so I just went with it. But like, no, his like, name is Lautner. Yeah, it is you. 100%. But no, I don't know. I just think it's kind of, that's not the first people I've ever heard. Like, I feel like it's pretty,
yeah,
I more, think it's more common than I think it should be.
Yeah,
I agree. But I just feel like if a man walked up to me and was like, hi, Sierra, I'm Sierra, I'd be like, nope, get the fuck out of here.
Okay, but if your name was like gender neutral, like Sierra's not super gender neutral.
I don't care. Like Casey and Casey.
Yeah.
I love Casey and Casey on TikTok. No hate to them. I love them. But I don't know. I just think it's, I don't know. It just is weird to me. Like, yeah. At what point you thought it was fine? Like, you just didn't, it didn't even for a second bother you. I guess that's my thing. I just think it would bother me. So if anyone's in a relationship with somebody that's the same name as you, let me know. Like, if at any point it crossed your mind, like, that you shouldn't be. I don't know. I'm just being judgmental for no reason. But yeah, it's my birthday, so I'm allowed.
Yeah, you're queen of the world.
Queen of the world, today only. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I feel like Chris and Christy are far enough apart. They're not the same name.
Okay. Okay. It's one letter, but okay.
It's two letters. Chris. Christy.
Oh, Christy, not Chrissy. Okay, yeah.
No, Christy.
I was thinking Chris and Chrissy.
No, Christy.
Okay.
The T.
Okay, okay.
I mean, yeah, that's
pretty. Okay, I'm just being judgmental for no reason. It's fine. I'm a bitch. It's fine.
Yeah, you are a bitch.
I am. It's fine. I already knew that, though. This is not news.
Okay, so anyways, Mr. Chris here was shot in the leg, and he had to take medical retirement at the age of, in his mid-30s. In 1995, the family moved to Idaho, where Chris took a job as a police chief. And he actually only worked there for 3 years because he got arrested and charged for embezzling about $20,000.
Oh. Okay.
I know you like embezzlement, so see, this case is for you.
I do like embezzlement. Well, I like red collar.
Right, well, this isn't red collar. I should have done that.
You should have. I love red collar.
I don't know why I didn't.
Really turns me on.
Late birthday present. I'll do that next time.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't turn me on. That will be awkward. It would be awkward if I got turned on by murder. No, but red collar does, like, get my adrenaline pumping.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I know. I know you love red collar. Red.
It's kind of, I'm kind of a psychopath. I'm kind of a sociopath. Actually, I saw this thing the other day, and it says that, it said, like, sociopaths can't get stressed, so I'm safe.
Oh, yeah. You're a ball of stress all the time.
Exactly. But it was like, as a, like, sociopath, do not feel stress. So, okay. I'm good.
I'm not or anxiety a sociopath or something. Either, so I'm good.
It was like stress and anxiety. Either way, though, I'm good. Because sometimes I do get concerned. Because, like, I say things like that. Like, oh, yeah. A red collar really turns me on. But, like, that's not true. It doesn't turn me on. But it does get my adrenaline going. And then also, like, familial side. Familia side just infatuates me. I actually was going to do a Familia side, but then I reined myself in. Because I just get myself, like, so... I lose myself in Familia sides.
Yeah.
Like, it literally takes me entirely too long to research Familia sides because I want to know, like, the psychology behind it.
Right.
I want to know what caused them to snap.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, continue.
Well, I did that one time for you and it was weird, so...
Why was it weird?
Because that's not me. That's you.
Yeah, but I liked it.
I know, but... So, no.
Okay.
So, this is a bad birthday present episode.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, back to Chris and Christy. So, Chris embezzles $20,000. He gets fired and goes to jail. He's sentenced to 12 months in jail. And during this time, though, Christy stayed faithful to Chris, and she waited for him to get out, which was only 10 months, because he got released early for good behavior. During his prison time, Christy did move herself and the girls back to California, I guess to be around their family. Maybe get some help. I don't know. I didn't really find a reason why, but that's what I would assume.
It makes sense to me. My husband was in prison. I would need all the help I could get.
Right.
Not really. I'd be fine, probably.
Well, I mean, it'd be very stressful.
Yeah, probably.
So when Chris gets out of prison, he goes to California to be with his family, and they are reunited as a happy family. Chris works hard to make things right. He is a very loving husband and father and did whatever he needed to do to be the best that he could. He begins working as a security guard for a casino, and he eventually starts his own business. He starts a private investigator agency.
I should do that.
Yeah, you should. Which becomes very lucrative. Did I say that right? Lucrative.
You said it right the second time.
Okay. And he brings in more than $200,000 a year with this new business.
Yeah, I should be a PI for sure. Yeah,
you should.
I don't think most PIs are like that, though. I mean, look at freaking Keith and Veronica.
Well, that's a TV show.
Okay, but I'm just saying. They were in California and they didn't make that kind of money. They had a hard time paying their bills.
Yeah, that's true.
All the time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'm just saying.
So, with this money, they buy their dream home in Cala Mesa, California, which had a pool, a hot tub, and enough room for all of the kids.
Hold the fuck up. A PI in North Carolina makes between $70,000 and $100,000 a year.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
For being a PI. I mean, more than I thought they made.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was just like a TV show. I feel like Keith probably made fine money. I feel like
I've missed my calling in life.
I think you have.
I think I should be a fucking PI, man. Yeah. What would I call myself?
Sierra the PI.
Okay, I need something better than that.
I don't know.
Weekly dose of whoop ass.
You're so stupid.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to be whooping anyone's ass. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
Okay, so dream house. Did you hear that? Yes,
dream house. I'm here for it.
Okay. So all the girls report how happy their parents were and how they were just their examples for how they wanted as they were starting serious relationships and families of their own.
That's sweet. I hope I could say that. They won't, but...
I mean, maybe they will.
They won't, man. That's fine.
Well, on June 7th, 2007, Christy and Chris were in their hot tub around 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They were having their house remodeled, and they had no showers or bathtubs in the house. So they were using their hot tub to clean themselves.
No.
So the girls are all, like, grown at this point. The only one that's, like, at home right now is Courtney. She's in college, but she's, like, home on a break or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, for the summer, I don't know. But the rest of them aren't home either, I don't... Can't find that they're home. But yeah, so they're using the hot tub as like a family bath, I guess?
No.
In my opinion, I find that super weird and gross.
You made fun of me last week for making Sierra soup when I sat in the bathtub for 2.5 hours and I showered after.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Like, I just think that's really weird. And like, every time I get in a pool or a bathtub or a bath... No. A pool, a bathtub, or a hot tub, when I get out, I take a shower and clean myself. Like...
Yeah.
Because you made Sierra soup or Ashley soup or the Hall soup.
So I'll be honest. Typically, I prefer baths. I'm a bath girl.
Right.
Typically, though, what I do is I waste water. I'm a huge water waster. So if you're an environmentalist, shut the podcast. Skip ahead because you're about to hate my guts. I typically like fill my bathtub and I wash my hair. Mm-hmm. First, because my hair is disgusting. Okay. Like, I don't know. When you wash your hair in the bathtub, it's disgusting. It, like, discolors the water. It's gross. So I wash my hair first, right?
I think maybe you just have really dirty hair.
I don't think so. I think it's a normal thing. Okay. See, I don't like the setup right now because I can't see you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I moved my computer over, but then you just, like, pushed it back.
I'm sorry. Okay, so anyway. So I fill the tub. I wash my hair, and it's disgusting. Like, makes the water super gross. I, like, wash my body and, like, shave my body, and then I drain the bathtub. And then I fill it up again with clean water for me to, like, soak it. So I feel like my body's, like, clean at that point, you know?
Okay, so this is what I do.
I know what you do. Go ahead.
I shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take a bath. Mm-hmm. And then I shower again.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. Now, if, like, I'm in the bathtub and, like, I feel like I didn't get clean, I'll take a quick shower. Just, like, rinse my body off.
Right.
But, like, typically, I just fill the bathtub multiple times. And then also I'll sit in there for, like, 3 hours and, like, warm
make
it back
cereal
up.
Soup?
Yeah, warm it back up. Warm it back up. I love a good soak, though. I need a hot tub.
Yeah.
Because I would soak in the hot tub. I wouldn't use it as a bathtub, but.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, every, like, you know, Dateline and, like, the other podcasts I listen to and the articles I read, like, it was just, like, completely normal for them to be using their hot tub to, like, rinse themselves off. Like, I personally, maybe I'm just being a judgy, like, bitch.
First,
but, like,
of
I find
all,
that disgusting.
No, I find that to be super gross. And then also, like, together.
They were in their bathing suits.
I don't care.
Okay.
But, like, if you're using it, like, as a bathtub together.
I don't know if they're, like, cleaning themselves in the hot tub or, like, if they're just, like, rinsing off their bodies. But I don't feel like either way is gross.
Either way, they didn't have any showers in their house. So, yeah. Right. Like, how long were they showerless?
I don't know.
No, I don't like that.
I don't either. I think it's super weird. No. And everybody else just kind of, like, glazed over it. They were, like, they didn't have any showers, so they were using a hot tub. So, anyways, like.
Yeah, no.
No. Like, an outdoor shower? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But that, no, their hot tub.
Yeah, no.
I don't like that.
Either do I. But maybe we're just judgy bitches, it's
yeah,
possible.
Maybe. So, at 6 a.m. on their way out to take their bathtub soak, they ask Courtney if she wants to join them, and she says no thanks, she's gonna go shower at her grandparents later. So, she goes back to sleep, and the couple goes to the hot tub. They both get out and go back in the house. Christy goes to get coffee and head back to the hot tub, and Chris goes to the bathroom. He then goes to Courtney's room and wakes her up. She recalls it's 6:37 when he wakes her up. And he says, hey, the contractors are going to be here soon to work on the house. Like, you need to get up, get out of bed. And she's like, okay. But she just kind of continues to lay there. She says, like, in no time, her dad is screaming like something is wrong.
Oh, okay.
Courtney runs outside, and she finds her dad pulling her mom's lifeless body out of the hot tub.
Out of the hot tub? Oh, no.
And he yells to Courtney to call 911, so she does. The two work together to finish pulling Christy out of the hot tub. She has a huge gash on her head and has no pulse and is not breathing. Courtney then runs to the house to unlock and open the gate for when the paramedics arrive that they can get in, and runs back to her mom. Courtney says Chris hasn't even started chest compressions. He's just, like, kneeling over his wife in shock. So Courtney pushes him out of the way and starts chest compressions. The first responders end up showing up at 6:46. They say that Chris is just hysterically pleading that they need to help his wife. They work on Christy for 20 minutes, but unfortunately they are not able to revive her. She was then transported to the local hospital, and she was declared dead on arrival. Courtney is able to contact both of her sisters to inform them of what has happened, and then immediately both Courtney and Chris are loaded into separate cop cars and taken to the police station for questioning. Chris tells his events of what happened that day. So, pretty much what I just told you. They ask him, you know, what happened to her? And he says that he doesn't know. He wasn't there. He didn't see anything, but she must have slipped and fell when she was getting back in and hit her head, and that's where the gash came from. That must have knocked her out, and she drowned. But the police immediately are suspicious. Number one, they don't believe that the gash on her head was caused from a fall. They said that it was too bad. And number two, they actually received a 911 call moments before the one from Courtney.
Okay.
Lindsay Patterson had been staying at her mother's house while she was on leave from the Navy. Her mom's name was Sharon. Her backyard faces the Hall's backyard, and it's separated by a tall cement wall. Lindsay had woken up early that morning around 6 a.m. and was enjoying some coffee on the back patio. Why are you rolling your eyes?
I'm not.
You did.
I really wasn't.
Okay. You really did, but anyways.
I didn't mean to roll my eyes.
So she's enjoying some coffee on the back patio. She goes inside around 6:30 to go to the bathroom. And when she's in there, she hears a scream. The bathroom is at the front of the house, but it does have, like, a small window somewhere in the bathroom. And it's open. So that's how she heard the scream. So she goes back to the patio, and her mom's out there. And she's like, hey, did you just hear that? And her mom's like, no, I didn't hear anything. She's like, well, there was a scream. She's like, no, I just got out here. I don't know. I must have missed it. Right then, Lindsay starts kind of walking towards the wall, and she hears, like, gurgling and splashing. Mm-hmm. And her mom's like, oh, it's probably just those kids next door maybe playing. She doesn't really know the neighbors. She just thinks, you know, it's probably some kids. And Lindsay's like, 6 a.m.? No. Kids are not playing in water at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. So she goes over to the fence to check it out. The fence is too tall, so she has to stand on something. And she can barely see over the wall. She says that she sees a man with his right hand on a woman's head and his left hand on her back. And immediately she's like, ooh, I just watched some freaky sexual things happening. I should stop watching.
Okay.
That's immediately what she thinks is going on. Some kinky things in the hot tub.
Okay.
So she looks away. She goes back to the patio with her mom and they're talking. And she says, you know, I just really don't know why, but like, I just have this gut feeling that something bad is happening.
Right.
And her mom's like, you're nosy.
Yeah.
As your best life advice. Costs zero cents to mind your own business.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. Leave it alone. But Lindsay's like, no, I can't. Like, I just know something's wrong. So she goes back to the fence. And she said that it had probably been about, like, a minute, minute and a half. 60, 90 seconds. And the woman's gone. And it's just the man there. And he's just, like, lounging in the hot tub all by himself. And Lindsay's like, that's really weird. That wasn't quite enough time for this woman to get out of the hot tub, dry off, and go in the house. So what happened to her? So she tells her mom, and her mom's like, yeah, stop. Like, it's none of your business. You're being a creeper. Leave it alone. And Lindsay ignores her and looks back a third time. And now the man is quickly drying himself off. He's kind of like in a panic, and he quickly goes back inside. On his way, he stops, and he looks back at the hot tub. She said it's like this really creepy, like, lifeless blank stare. Lindsay yells out to him, like, hey, what are you doing? And he just ignores her and goes in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So Lindsay's like, I don't know what's going on, but this is weird. I have a horrible feeling about this. I'm calling 911. So she does.
And, okay. You know,
I can just, like, see her mom, like, saying, like, you're so dramatic.
Right.
Like, rolling her eyes. She listens to her gut, and she calls 911. She continues to look over the fence, and she sees them pull that lifeless body out of the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Within 12 hours of Christy dying, Chris is arrested for murder.
Okay.
He was able to call his daughters and tell them what was going on. He had a $1 million bail.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty big bail.
And so he had to stay in custody for 2 months until his daughters received Christy's life insurance, and they posted his bail.
Oh, okay. So they don't think he did it?
No.
Okay.
They are 100% behind him.
You think he did it?
I don't know. Let me tell you.
Okay.
So his trial began 3 years later, and the main defense was that... What?
I always hate when trials take so long.
Oh,
I know. Just, like, blows my mind. Like, sometimes they're so quick, and then other times, like, they're so freaking slow.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So, I asked you earlier who you were doing, right? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to do the same person as you.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just really funny that, like, you did this case, because my case is a husband and wife, too.
Mm. Yeah.
So, interesting.
It's a good theme we have.
It is. My case went to trial a lot quicker than yours, though. Like, way quicker.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, 3 years.
So 3 years, they got a trial. The main defense was that there wasn't any motive. And the witness, Lindsay, just misinterpreted what she saw. It was just an accident. Chris was a loving husband and father, and he would never do that.
Okay.
The prosecutors focused their case on, you know, the witness, Lindsay, who did see things happen. And their findings from the autopsy that the cause of death was drowning and that it was consistent with a homicide and not an accident.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Christy had three lacerations on her head, one that was 3/4 inch deep on the left side of her head, and then two more on her head that were not as deep, one on the back and one also on the left. The medical examiner focused on the deep one and said that it was not consistent with an accident. He said that it was more consistent with, like, blunt force trauma, someone beating her.
Okay.
He said, especially the fact that there were three lacerations, that it didn't make sense for, like, a slip and fall for there to be three. Like, maybe two.
Right.
Like, if she would have hit something, bounced on something else into the hot tub.
Right.
But, like, it would not have made sense for her to hit her head in three different places.
Okay.
That's what this autopsy says. You disagree?
Yeah. You remember the time I fell and I hit the trailer? I hit the truck and then I hit the trailer and then I hit the truck?
Right. Like seven three. Times.
It was not seven.
I just feel like you were like a ping pong ball. Like, that's how I remember it. It was like trailer, truck, trailer, truck, trailer, truck, trailer, truck, ground. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Okay, I definitely hit more than twice, though. Like, yeah. I fell in between. Okay, so I fell in between the pickup truck and the trailer. And I hit my head on, like, the bumper of the truck. And then when I stood, like, to catch myself back, I hit my head on the trailer. And then, like, I hit my head on the truck again. I think that was it. I don't think it was more than that. I think it was three.
In my memory.
And then Ashley laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And then Daddy yelled at her.
Because it was funny.
And he was like, how dare you laugh at your sister for getting hurt? And it was hilarious because I laugh at her every time she gets hurt.
Right, and you never get in
and
trouble.
And I never got in trouble. So but she bullshit. Got in trouble that time.
Probably because, like, he thought you were actually hurt and, like, you were killing more brain cells that you couldn't afford to lose.
Fuck you. I have way more brain cells than you, ma'am.
That was really rude.
It was rude of you to say I was killing more brain cells than I needed. Like, that was rude. You're rude.
I was just kidding, obviously.
Whatever. First you make fun of my bangs, now you make fun of my brain cells. So. You
couldn't even think of the word there.
Fuck you.
Okay, anyway, so the medical examiner says no.
No way. Okay.
He says that there are also too many other injuries to be explained by a slip and fall.
Okay.
He says that there are abrasions inside her mouth, on her lip and her tongue, and under her chin. All of which, he says, is too much for a fall.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen some pretty nasty falls, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Chris also had some scratches on his body, which he says is from, like, rescuing her and doing, like, the CPR and stuff.
Okay, but Zara said she didn't do CPR, or he didn't do CPR.
Right.
Okay.
He says that that's where these scratches are from. The prosecution says, though, that's not what the scratches are from. They're from her fighting back when he was drowning her.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. I'm gonna find that.
Yeah. So the prosecution says that they believe the motive was money, but Chris signed away that life insurance policy to his children. So right. He didn't really need the money.
Right.
So the defense says that, you know, that's not really a motive. And that is a loose motive, so they really use that to their advantage. Another thing the prosecution focuses on is that Chris wasn't the one to call 911 or do chest compressions to save his wife.
Right.
Courtney was.
Right.
I personally think that that can be explained.
Okay.
I think that you don't know what you're going to do in those situations. Like, maybe he was, like, too stunned. He didn't know what to do. And Courtney took charge, so he let her.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would like to think, again, that I would, I mean, I work in the medical field. I am, what?
Nothing.
I know CPR. I know it well, but, like, I've never been in that situation, and I'm
you
a flight.
You do not know it well.
I do know it well. I'm not strong.
Okay. Well, there was that one day that that lady was passing out in the food line, and I said, Ashley, aren't you going to help her? And you said, nope, and you kept on walking.
Well, I'm not strong enough to do CPR.
You even said to me that day, that if I needed CPR, you would not be able to save me.
That's not true. I think I would be able to save a close family member because, like, my adrenaline.
Okay.
I just don't think I'm strong enough. I'm not. I mean, CPR takes a lot of strength.
Okay.
And I think Chris would have been more capable of CPR than Courtney was.
Right.
Either way, though. I don't know that that would have mattered. But I'm just saying that, like, obviously, like, I think I would like to think that I would hop in. But at the same time, like, I've never been in that situation. I do not do well with emergency situations. I think I might just, like, freeze and not do anything. And maybe Courtney wasn't. Maybe she was a fight and she was like, get out of the way. I'm going to do CPR.
Right. Very possible. I would agree.
So, I mean, I understand why they bring it up, but I also think it's kind of irrelevant because they don't know.
I agree.
So the jury deliberated for 2 days and the jury came back hung and it ended in a mistrial.
Oh, okay. Fun.
So the daughter stood by Chris's side, and they believed that he was innocent. They were actually very shocked by the results. It was actually an 8-4 decision, with the majority thinking he was guilty. And in their eyes, they said, like, there was no way. They knew their dad, they knew the relationship, and it wasn't possible. Chris was an amazing husband, he was an amazing father, he was an all-around good guy, he loved them, he loved their mother, like, he would not have done this. And they just didn't understand how a jury could even think otherwise. And they also, you know, said multiple times that, like, their relationship or their parents' relationship is, like, what they looked forward to. Like, that they were the example that they wanted.
Right.
So, investigators decided that they really needed a motive for this case to close. So they started digging further into Chris's background and Chris and Chrissy's relationship. Another cop who was friends with Chris came forward and said that one night when they were out drinking, hanging out, they had some beers, and Chris admitted to him that he actually shot himself in the leg to get that medical retirement.
Oh, that's a little psychotic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that this cop didn't report it because, you know, it was his friend and they'd been drinking. Like, he didn't know if it was entirely true or not, but, like, now he felt like, you know, the police needed to know that maybe that was part of his character, so maybe they should look into that. A big defense in the first trial was Lindsay being, like, wrong and, like, misinterpreting what was going on. I don't really think she could have been misinterpreting what was going on, but that's what they said, that maybe she saw things wrong. They say that it doesn't make sense that she could see the initial encounter, or that she could see the initial encounter, but then she couldn't see the body underwater. That she should have been able to see it all.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, neither does the prosecution.
Was it a level ground?
Well, like, she was, like, above a wall. Like, she wasn't, like, tall enough to see above the 6-foot wall. It doesn't matter, though, because
the hot tub would have been above. No, I don't agree with that.
Right, no, I don't either, but I'm just saying okay. That's what they agree with. That's what they okay. think.
It would be, if it was an in-ground hot tub, sure.
Right. Right, but I mean, it didn't say it was.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't. I don't really feel like in-ground hot tubs are really that common of a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless attached to, like, a pool.
They had a pool.
Huh, okay, so maybe.
Maybe. I should have looked at that.
Okay, if there's an in-ground hot tub, we'll have to agree with them.
Maybe. But the prosecution ran an experiment recreating the scenario. They brought someone in who was a specialist in drowning to run these tests.
Okay.
Yeah, very niche job there. Mm-hmm. Lindsay's height and all of the conditions of that day and the wall and what she was standing on, they said that she would have not been able to see anything that went into the water. Like, she would have been able to see them above the water, but once they actually hit the water, they would have been out of her line of sight.
Right.
So this proved that Lindsay was not lying, that she was telling the truth. And then they also found out from some coworkers of Christy that... What?
Checking my line of sight. I'm trying to, like, recreate, like... I don't know. Like, I could see that. That's what I'm saying. Like, right. I could...
Like, she's peeking over a 6-foot
right,
wall.
Right,
like, and, I mean, how tall is she? I don't know.
And depending on, like, how far away the hot tub is, yeah. Like, right. I 100% agree with that on that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally makes sense to me.
Okay.
They also found out from some coworkers of hers that Christy had actually had an affair previously. And that in the weeks leading up to her death, she had been acting kind of weird and was talking about a divorce.
Oh, okay.
But all of these coworkers said that as far as they knew, Chris did not know about this. Affair.
Right.
So 1 year after the first trial, a second trial began. The prosecution relied heavily on taking down Chris's character, establishing a motive, and proving that Lindsay wasn't lying or mistaken. But the judge actually threw out that whole shooting himself in the leg thing. They, I guess, maybe because, like, it couldn't be proven.
Right, it's just hearsay.
But I feel like they take people's word for things all the time.
Yeah.
Jailhouse snitches.
I agree. I don't know at what point it becomes hearsay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so they knock that out, says the jury can't include that in there. Whatever. The prosecution also brought her coworkers to the stand to talk about Christy and her wanting a divorce. They used this along with the money as the motive. But the defense says that Chris didn't know about her cheating and that he gave the money to the kids. So again, those are bad motives. Like, they don't tell anything. They brought in that drowning expert and the results from the experiment, but the defense basically just tries to tear down this woman's character and says that she's not actually an expert, and they just want, like, the jury to see her as unreliable. The defense also hired their own medical examiner to testify that they believed that the injuries were more in line with an accident than a homicide.
Okay.
They said that they couldn't rule out that it was a homicide, but that from their professional opinion, it leaned more towards accidental drowning than homicide.
That's interesting.
Right. I just don't understand how they get such different findings from the same autopsy.
The money.
Yeah, I suppose. The defense brought up that it wasn't like the safest hot tub. It was made out of cement. There weren't any railings. There were some sharp edges.
If it was made out of cement, it was an in-ground hot tub, I would say.
Well, maybe.
Right? I mean, I would say that solidifies that for me if it's made out of cement.
Okay.
It's probably built right into the ground with a pool.
Okay.
Changes things. I think Lindsay could have probably seen it maybe then. I don't know.
The drowning expert says no.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I don't know, actually. I don't like this. I can't decide.
Why would Lindsay make it up?
I don't think Lindsay made it up. Maybe she just was mistaken.
Yeah.
Because, like, Chris had said that he got out.
Mm-hmm.
Or that Christy had gotten out, right? Mm-hmm. And then gotten back in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she saw him getting freaking in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And then Christy got out to run in the house. And she's like, oh, that wasn't enough time to dry off. Who the fuck says she dries off? It's her house. If she wants to go in wet, she can go in wet.
Right.
So maybe she just, like, ran in soaking wet to get a cup of coffee or whatever reason. And then when Christy looked back, not Christy, I'm sorry. When Lindsay looked back, Chris was in the hot tub by himself. Like right. She said, Christy mm-hmm. was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looks back again. Chris is getting out of the hot tub. Maybe Christy hadn't gotten back in yet. Yep. Maybe she's still in the house getting her coffee. Chris goes in, starts drying off. Christy comes out. Hee-hee, like, I'm freezing. Falls in the hot tub. And, like, Lindsay missed all of that because she was too busy calling 911.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If it's an in-ground hot tub, that throws shade on me. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that.
If it was an in-ground hot tub, then I don't agree that she wouldn't have been able to see inside of it.
Yeah, I mean, I read that it was made of cement.
If it was made of cement, then that makes me believe it's an in-ground hot tub. I should have been a detective.
Okay.
I'm just saying. No, that throws complete shade to me. So, okay, now I'm...
You know, I really didn't even, like, think about it being in-ground. Like, I know it says it's made of cement, but, like, still...
Well, if there was a pool and it's made of cement, then I'm going to go with it was a cement in-ground hot tub, like a built-in.
Right. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Because a lot of times when you have an in-ground pool, that's like an add-on for the pool is to have like an in-ground hot tub.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
And I think if it's an in-ground hot tub, it's more likely that she could have fallen and gashed her head open.
Yeah.
Especially if it's made of cement. I didn't, you know, because otherwise it'd be fiberglass.
Right.
And I mean, fiberglass is hard, but like, I don't know that you're going to hit your head hard enough. I mean, I could see her drowning, but I don't know that you're going to hit your head hard enough to like have a gash. If it's cement, 100%.
Right.
And also it's cement. I could see her. I mean, I know you said there were three. They don't see how it could be three.
I think she could bang her head around.
If it's cement, I think she could bang her head around 100%. Especially like considering you said they were where?
Florida?
No, the fucking gashes, Ashley. Not geographically. Where were the gashes on her body?
Two on the left side and one on the back.
Okay. So I could see that then. Mm-hmm. I could.
Like, maybe there were some steps into the hot tub or something.
Yeah, or maybe she, like I said, like, she's, like, cold and she's, like, having a good morning. Her and, I don't know. I mean, I'm just, this is completely my opinion. Like, this could be completely out of left field. But, like, Lindsay's, like, oh, my God, I just saw him getting freaky. Like, her and Chris just got freaky in the hot tub that they're bathing in, you know. She's a little giddy, like, had a good morning, a little morning delight.
Right.
Runs to get her coffee and then, like, comes back to get in the hot tub. I mean, I could see that. There's lots of times where I get out of the pool and I, like, come running back because I'm so cold and I, like, jump back in, you know.
Right.
So I could see her doing that and, like, at that point, slipping.
Right.
And maybe she hits her head on the front, stands up to catch herself, hits her head on the back, and then hits her head on the front again. Like, I could totally see that. I did it. I mean, I could see that 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for them to say that the gashes are inconsistent with, like, falling, if it's cement, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's cement. It can screw you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
So.
Like I said, the in-ground hot tub didn't cross my mind.
How many minutes were in between Lindsay's 911 call and Chris's 911 call?
So, one source said a minute and a half.
Okay.
One source said 10 minutes.
Okay, 10 minutes makes more sense to me. A minute and a half. All right, so if it was a minute and a half, that whole theory goes out the window. If it was 10 minutes?
Right.
Yes. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I've decided. If it was 10 minutes, then that's what happened.
Okay. So, from the time she saw it, was at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then the daughter gets woke up at 6:37.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but he hasn't screamed yet.
He screams, like, immediately after she is woken up at 6:37.
Okay, but that's still...
So, like, 6:37 and a half.
Okay, but that's still
seven minutes. But I don't know that... I couldn't find the time of her 911 call.
Right.
Like, the actual time. It just says that she called. And, like I said, something said, like... Moments later, a minute and a half earlier.
Right.
10 minutes earlier.
Right.
So, like, there's, like, contradicting things there. So, I am not positive of a time. It was before the go. And she says that this whole thing started around 6:30. And, I mean, from her telling, it sounded like it went pretty fast. Like, she was like, oh, it was 60 seconds from the first time to the second time. Right. And whatever. So, I mean, even if it was only 5 minutes in between, that story still seems plausible to me.
That's what I'm saying, though. I feel like a minute and a half, no, that's not enough time. But even if it was 4 or 5 minutes, even that, to me. And, like, for her, too, to say, like, oh, not 60 seconds to 90 seconds isn't enough time for her to get out of the pool and drive and go inside. I don't agree with that.
Right. I don't either. I felt that as well, that I didn't agree.
I don't agree. 60 seconds to 90 seconds is plenty of time.
If she was going to completely dry. If she's going to completely dry,
yes, but, like, it's her house.
Right.
Who's to say that she doesn't have, right. And who's to say that I come in your house wet all the time? Like, who's to say she doesn't have a towel now? Like, who's to say she didn't go in there sopping wet because it's her fucking house?
Right.
So, like, who cares if she goes in her house wet?
Right. And maybe she was going in the back door and the kitchen was, like, immediately right there. So she was going to
more than likely. I mean, more than likely, I would say yes.
3 steps in. Grab her coffee. Yeah. Like, maybe it's already made. It's on the counter. I don't know.
Right. Or whatever. I mean, whatever the reason may be. Maybe she's got it set on a timer. Like, maybe she set it on a timer. The pot's right there. She just has to grab a cup, pour it in.
Right.
Hop back in. Yeah, I don't know. To me, okay.
Plausible. So, yeah. So, they say because of the cement and the no railings and the sharp edges, it makes complete sense that it was an accident.
Yeah, I agree.
The prosecution basically just reiterates all those points that they used in the last trial, that the autopsy, Chris's unwillingness to help. One point that they did bring up that was kind of new was that Christy had petechial, I think is how you say that, hemorrhages in her face, which is like tiny round spots that appear when blood leaks from, like, the tiny capillaries in your face.
Okay.
That they are usually consistent, like, with strangulation, asphyxiation, and smothering.
Okay, what was her cause of death, though? What did they decide? Drowning?
Drowning.
Okay.
So, I didn't read that those are all kind of close in my opinion. But then again, I'm not a medical examiner, so. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like drowning, like, lump in with those.
Yeah.
But I'm not a medical examiner, so maybe not.
Okay.
So prosecutors use this to further prove that her death was not accidental, but that Chris held her under the water. But the defense's medical examiner says that these could also occur if her head was below the rest of her body while she died.
Okay.
So she drowned.
Right.
And her head was below her body. So she could also get this. One problem with that, though, is that Christy was found floating face up in the hot tub.
Okay.
Her face was not below her the rest of her body when she was found.
Okay.
So, the trial comes to an end, and Chris is found guilty for first-degree murder.
Okay, just back up for 1 second, though. Okay, so she was found face up, so that means her head wasn't below her body.
Right.
That does not mean that. If she was face up, like, she didn't drown.
Floating in the water.
Okay, but she didn't drown face up.
Right.
Her head was clearly under the water.
Right.
So, okay,
but they're saying, like, her head is at the bottom and her feet are at the top.
Okay. Okay, and then when she's done drowning, she very easily could have floated back up. You don't think so?
I mean, maybe.
She obviously didn't drown with her face up.
It takes a while, though, for your body to float back up to the top, doesn't it?
I have no idea. When I jump in the pool, it takes me 2 seconds. I mean, I don't know.
Right, but then you still have air in your body. The air is what brings you back up. Once the air is gone, you sink to the bottom.
Okay, but, like, why
would she? But then once the gases come, you float back up to the top.
Okay, but there wasn't enough time for gases to be coming.
Right,
anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert.
No, me neither. Like, we're not experts. We never claim to be. Yeah, we just like to pretend we're experts. We just like to joke about being experts.
Right, but we're not.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, you said he was found guilty.
So, he's found guilty. He is sentenced to 25 years to life. His daughters still believe that he is innocent. The families are divided. Some of his family believe that he's guilty. Some of her family believes that he's innocent. No, they're really divided. And to this day, he still claims that he's innocent and that it was an accident.
Is he still in prison?
Yes.
Okay. What year did it happen?
2007.
Okay. So, you still got some time.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think?
I don't know.
I do not think that without a shadow of a doubt that I thought he did it.
I don't think without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, I think it's possible that he did
it. It's possible, but I also think it's very possible that my scenario happened.
I think that's possible as well. Yeah. Like I said, it didn't come to my mind that he... Or that the hot tub was in ground. And, I mean, I know I said it was cement, but, like, I didn't really think about it being in ground and, like, how easily it would be to fall into it and, like, right. The scenario you gave. That didn't really cross my mind.
Well, yeah, because I feel like an above ground hot tub also is...
You got to be a lot more careful getting in and out.
Right.
Because, like, you're climbing.
Yes. And I feel like it's much easier. Allison used to have an in-ground hot tub. It was not cement. It was fiberglass, but it was built into her deck. Mm-hmm. Many a nights we fell in that hot tub because we drank too much.
Yeah.
We didn't get injured, but it happened a lot because, yeah, I mean, it's harder to get into almost. Like, right. It's almost more difficult to get into it in the ground.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're more careful with an above-ground hot tub.
Right.
Because you have to, like, go on the steps and, like, put your leg over and, like, you know, you like you have to have some caution to you to get right. into it. As where with an in-ground one, you're just like, and, like, fall
walk
in.
Right in.
Yes, you just, like, hop in and, like, yeah.
Yeah. I can just see you and Allison drunk falling in the hot tub.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
So
before I told you the case, I was like, Chris did it 100%. But now I'm like, well.
I changed your mind.
You changed my mind.
That's because if I was ever on a jury, I would be... I would, like, everyone else would be, like, guilty, and I'd be like, I don't know, guys. Like, let me just tell you the situation. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to say he didn't do it, but I don't think he did it either way. Like, I don't know. I can't say either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't either.
Now, because I changed your mind.
Right. I mean, I think he is possible, but I also think that it could not be possible.
I think that my situation makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I'm glad that I could do that for you on my birthday.
See, it was a good birthday present.
It was good. It was good. I liked that one. I mean, I didn't like it because, like, obviously, like, Christy's dead, but...
Right.
Christy's dead.
Christy.
Sorry. I don't like that she's dead, but I did like that, yeah, that was a little twisty. I don't know that I like that he did all of that jail time, though, because, again, I don't know.
Yeah.
How long did the jury deliberate?
I don't know. I didn't find that.
I just wonder, like, if there was anybody in that room fighting for him or if they were all just, like, guilty.
I'm not sure.
And I gotta be honest, I don't know how I feel about Lindsay.
Because she didn't mind her own business.
Yeah, she didn't mind her own business. And I don't know, because I mean, I think initially, like, she was like, oh no, they were being freaky, and I kind of feel like that's quite possible.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't think it looked violent, obviously. It'd be different if she, like, saw him, like, punching, you know, like, punch her in the head and was like, oh no, they're getting freaky.
Right.
But, like, she initially thought that, like, they were... I don't know why you're laughing. It's not funny.
Punching her in the head. Ooh, they're getting freaky.
Like, well, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if she had thought it was violent, then okay. Obviously. But then, like, right. She didn't. Like, she thought that they were...
Right, getting freaky.
Getting freaky in the hot tub. How old was Lindsay?
I don't know.
You have nothing for me.
I'm sorry.
And also, like, her mother didn't hear the scream either.
Right.
So, I don't know.
But her mom had just woken up, so maybe her mom did hear the scream, and that's what woke her up.
Maybe. That's possible. Okay. Maybe it wasn't a scream, though. Maybe it was more like a, ah! Like, I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, like,
maybe.
A joyful yell.
Right, maybe it was a joyful scream.
I don't know. Or maybe it was a blood-curdling scream, because she was being murdered.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it does also seem kind of weird that he would, like, murder her and then sit in the hot tub with her.
Right.
Right? Like, that's weird. Especially since his daughter was inside.
Yeah, but she was sleeping.
It doesn't matter. He just murdered her and she screamed.
Right. Her daughter didn't hear the scream.
Right.
I don't know. Don't know, man.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, if the scream could have woken up the mother, it could have woken up that daughter. Like, if it could have woken up the neighbor.
Where was the daughter's bedroom? Where was the mother's bedroom? You know, like.
Yeah. I'm just saying, awfully ballsy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
If he was just going to, like, but sit in the hot tub with her body.
I think we've seen some pretty ballsy people.
That's true, we have.
So.
Okay, well, that was a good case. I like it.
Thank you.
All right, guys, well, we're going to hop off here. We got to record another episode, so we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you heard and you want to support a small podcast, please give us money at
www.patreon.com/weeklydoseofwicked, where you can join one of our four amazing tiers, starting at just a measly $3 a month. That's literally 10 cents a day. You can join the slightly wicked. After that, we've got the moderately wicked for just $5 a month, followed by the awesomely wicked for $7 a month. And for those high rollers, big ballers, we have the extraordinarily good. So head on over, check it out. If you like what you see, join it up.
If subscriptions aren't your jam, head on over to
www.buymeacoffee.com/WDOW, where you can give us a one-time donation to buy us a coffee or, you know, like podcasting equipment, which would probably be a better use of our money.
Feel free to give us a follow on
Instagram at weekly_dose_of_wicked, or you can just search Weekly Dose of Wicked and we'll pop up because we're the only ones.
Or you can give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/weeklydoseofwicked.
Or, you know what? You could just do both, because that would be better for us.
For a direct feed of our podcast, please go to
www.weeklydoseofwicked.buzzsprout.com.
Great news, guys. We've made it big time, and you can now listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yep, yep. Even Pandora. They finally let us in.
Make sure to come back next Wednesday for your
Weekly Dose of Wicked. Ba-dum-psh.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.